In talking with Douglas Back about our report reducing Scottish greenhouse gas emissions, Douglas, first of all, what are greenhouse gas emissions?
They're gases like carbon dioxide and methane, which trap energy in the Earth's atmosphere and keep the surface of the Earth warmer than it otherwise would be.
What does your report look at?
It's about the action that the Scottish Government is taking to reduce emissions generated in Scotland. And we've also looked at progress in reducing Scottish emissions since 1990.
What did you find?
Scotland's made good progress in cutting its greenhouse gas emissions, with a fall of more than a quarter since 1990. However, the country now has very ambitious targets for further emissions reductions, and these could cost in the region of £10 to £11 billion over the next 10 years. To meet the targets, emissions must continue to fall at a similar rate to that we've seen over the past 20 years. It's going to be difficult. Only a third of the anticipated reductions, which Scotland is trying to achieve, are going to be coming from policies under the Scottish Government's own control. Over the next few years, there are going to be pressures on the public purse as well. So it's going to be difficult for us to implement the plans in Scotland, which the Scottish Government is striving for.
Now, you mentioned the targets there. Can you just tell us a bit more about these targets, how they were set, what they are?
Sure. The starting point is the 2009 Climate Change Scotland Act, which set three sorts of target. The first and furthest away target is a target to reduce emissions by 80% by 2050, relative to their level in 1990. That's an international benchmark. The second was to reduce Scottish emissions by 42% by 2020, relative to 1990. Those two are targets are set within the Act. And then targets for intervening years are set through subsidiary legislation, which is managed by the Scottish Parliament annually.
Now, you referred to meeting the targets within the next decade, so I take it we're talking about the 2020
yes.
target here. The General has also said that that target is quite ambitious. Will it become increasingly difficult to meet that as we get further towards the 2020 date?
In some ways, yes. To begin with, though, first of all, the annual rate of reduction needs to be similar to that we've seen over the past 20 years. So there's more to do, but at a similar pace. However, there are lots of risks ahead. Of the emissions reductions which Scotland is trying to achieve, only a third of those are within the Scottish Government's control. They're going to cost a good deal of money, and not all of that is public money. So the Government is relying on the cooperation of the wider public sector, the private sector, and individual members of the public. Probably the biggest risk over the next 10 years lies in the Scottish Government's assumption that the EU's target for 2020 will rise from its current level of 20% to a targeted level of a 30% reduction in emissions. If that doesn't happen, and happen soon, then that would raise several risks for the way that the Scottish Government's plans are constructed and implemented.
What does all of this mean in practice for the people of Scotland?
It means something for every one of us, because the climate affects us all and we each have a role to play. For instance, meeting the targets will involve using cleaner forms of transport and using transport more cleanly. So we're looking at more use of public transport, using vehicles which are more efficient, only travelling if we have to. And if we think of the way that we live, it's living in more energy efficient homes, building homes which become increasingly energy efficient as years pass by through new building regulations, adding insulation to the homes that we have to make them more efficient to live in, and so they produce lower levels of wasted heat and use less energy.
Finally, what happens next with this report?
Our report's published today, the 8th of December. Next, it goes to the Scottish Parliament, where it will be considered. It will then be for members of the Parliament's Public Audit Committee to consider the report and ask us any questions that they choose. It will be for them to decide how to take the report forward.
Douglas, thanks very much.